It's the Peace and Love Community Hour right here on Radio 1400.am, the sound of peace and love here Mondays through Fridays from 1 until 2. And today we have a special program coming up talking about culture in the community. We're talking about the Bridgeport Community Festival, the 8th annual Bridgeport Community Festival. And here to talk with us is ML Brooks, and it's the ML Brooks Production and We Care Community Center, Inc., the producers of the program. And here to talk with us is ML Brooks. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for coming in this afternoon to talk with us a little bit about this big festival that is taking place, the 8th annual.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What was the genesis? What was it that created the vision for you to do this in the first place?
Well, it began in 2012, mm-hmm. and it began with myself and another person, and we were just thinking about having a small event that mm-hmm. was just bringing artists and bringing the community together
okay.
and uniting the community and giving back in different ways, and then it turned into this now. It's grown over the years.
Okay, and in terms of the growth, is there anything that you attribute to it in terms of the kinds of the participants and the different opportunities for vending and so on? Is that a part of the considerations for the growth?
Yes, well, there's been a number of participants over the years. We've had youth organizations participate. We've had church organizations participate. We've had older, like seniors participate.
Mm-hmm.
We've had all different groups of people participate. So this event is for the community, for people of all ages.
Mm-hmm. And to remind our listeners again, this will be taking place on July 23rd from 12 until 8 p.m. at the McClevely Green, downtown Bridgeport, right across there between, between Broad and Main, right?
And yes, it's on the corner of Main and State Street. It's at the specific address is 102 Bank Street in Bridgeport,
okay.
right in the center of town, McClevey Green.
Okay, and it's a very nice spot because I've seen a number of different events held there as well. So it accommodates the community in a very wonderful way in terms of the amenities and so on and so forth. Now, for this event, what are the specific highlights that you'd like to talk to our listeners about today?
Okay, so at this event, we're going to have a magic show for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a wonderful magic show, and then we're going to be giving out balloons to the kids, and we're also going to be giving out free ice cream for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have a kids' fashion show.
Mm.
So that's going to be a little bit different in this area. Normally it's adults having fashion show, but we're going to have a kids' fashion show, and we're going to have the parents also modeling along with the kids too. So that's going to be something unique and exciting, and we'd love for you guys to come out and see that.
So that's more like a family gathering then,
yes,
in terms of family participating together to make it work. And that, I think, is a wonderful thing because the community needs to see more things like that to make it a more wholesome event. In terms of bringing people together in that way. As far as, talking about festival though, as far as what some of the other amenities that will be taking place on that day on the 23rd of July at McClevey Green.
Yes, so it is also Haile Selassie's birthday, which is a spiritual day, and we give thanks for that day also as well. We are going to be giving away other items too on that day,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have lots of music, all different types of music, from hip-hop music to R&B music to reggae music. We're going to
okay.
have all different types of music.
And I imagine that you're going to have other people presenting speeches and so on and so forth, you know.
Yes, definitely. We're going to have a few dignitaries too. The mayor is going to be there, and the governor should be there too
okay.
as well. If all comes out well, they should definitely be there too as well.
Well, that is good that you're able to attract, the state and the city in that way, because it means that it's really for the community.
Yes.
And of course, you know, it gives them an opportunity to intermingle and exchange and interact with the community in a way that, you know, is fun-filled and at the same time has some meaningful energy behind it in terms of what you're offering.
Yes, definitely, definitely. It's definitely an event to unite the community, mm-hmm. and we want to build the community. The community has a lot of negative sometimes in it, and we just want to show the positive of Bridgeport. There's so much beautiful things in Bridgeport, and we just want you to come out and experience that at this 8th annual Bridgeport Community Festival.
And talking about, Ms. Brooks, talking about the unity in the community, it is something that needs to be fostered, especially in these times, with all the different things that are taking place in the country.
Definitely.
And, you know, so I think it gives people a sense of belonging then, if you will, to something that is vital and something that is vibrant within the community itself.
Exactly, exactly. There's all types of positive things in Bridgeport, and there's all kinds of resources, and we're going to show that there's those things out there in this community as well. We're also going to be giving away free books for children, too. Mm. I'd like to mention that.
Okay.
Very important for kids to have
books
so they can read, and reading extremely important for us in our community, for us to develop as mm-hmm. a society.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's going to be opportunities, from what you told me, for vendors to be a part of it, in terms of a wide cross-section of vendors.
Yes, there's opportunity for vendors to participate still as well. Yes, you can always contact ML Brooks and contact myself at 475-449-0115. And we have all different kinds of vendors, from health vendors to dentist vendors to food vendors. So we're going to have all different types of vendors out there, and jewelry vendors too as well.
Wonderful, a good cross-section of the community. That's wonderful. Now, you're talking about ML Brooks Productions. Talk to us a little bit about it, because I also know that you're an author and you have your skill sets in various areas
as far as that is concerned. I'm also an author, so I'm author of the book Feeling So Deep. It's available on the internet, Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com and wherever books are sold. And I am also a poet too, so I do my ML Brooks quotes online. On Facebook, you can check out that ML Brooks Quotes page. And I also do lots of events with the ML Brooks Productions mm-hmm. events. I do Black History events too as well in the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the name of the book a while ago. Could you repeat the title of the book?
Yes, it's a poetry book called Feeling So Deep.
Okay.
Feeling So Deep.
Okay, that's the name of it. Okay.
Yes.
And in terms of your inspiration to do these kinds of work, obviously there's great creativity in doing that, in putting words together with meaning. What is that process like for you?
Oh, well, it's something that just comes naturally to me. It's as easy as I've always had a pen and paper right next to my bed. So I'm always constantly writing, mm-hmm. always constantly thinking about creative ideas and creative things. So that's something that's always a passion of mine, and it's always pretty much probably basically a gift. Mm-hmm. So it's a part of me.
Now, the question, the million-dollar question is, now, will you be presenting some of your works at the event on the 23rd?
Wow. Well, I am very laid back and very shy with myself. I like to showcase others, but I don't showcase myself, probably not enough. But I will be giving away some things items that is mine, like my ML Brooks quotes. I will be giving away some of my quotes mm-hmm. that day also as well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be giving away t-shirts on the day too as well. So that's some of the things we're going to be giving away at the event. So come and check us out on that day, on July 23rd.
Yes. Once again, our guest this afternoon, the Peace and Love Community, all right here on Radio 1400.am, is ML Brooks from ML Brooks Productions and We Care Community Center, Inc. And we're talking about the 8th Annual Bridgeport Community Festival, taking place on July 23rd from 12 until 8 at McLeavy Green in downtown Bridgeport. And, of course, there are going to be lots of participation, especially for the kids. There are going to be magic shows for the kids, ice cream, and, of course, a fashion show for the kids. Why the kids? Why the theme on the kids this year?
It's important for us to uplift our children, you know, and show that they have positive in this community, and that, you know, they could see a future in themselves. So it's very important to uplift them and do things for them and do things for everyone else as well. So it's for kids, and then also we get giving some things to adults too. So
we're
all about community.
Talk about community though. Let's look at the larger community in terms of Bridgeport and just sort of give a bird's eye view from your perspective as, you know, as a resident and a participant in the community. What are some of the observations that you have about Bridgeport as a community? There are certain challenges, like in every other place, there are challenges. Talk to us a little bit about some of the challenges that you see and some of the things that you'd like to see addressed and in some cases, if possible, corrected for the benefit of the larger community.
Well, I'd like to see Bridgeport and the people of Bridgeport support more small businesses and support their downtown area and support the area in developing the downtown areas. And I think, you know, as we live in the city here, but we go to other places like the Trumbull Mall, or not to say, you know, not to name any places, but we go to other places outside of the city and we give other places outside of the city business. Mm-hmm. Why not bring business back into Bridgeport by revitalizing it in all areas and in small businesses especially?
You know, so talking about that, at a recent event, in fact, it was a Juneteenth event at Seaside Park a few weeks ago.
Yes.
One of the participants, or what should I say, one of the interviewers on the program, who is now an entrepreneur in Bridgeport, mentioned that one of the reasons why she came to Bridgeport is because she saw the opportunity for growth and development in the minority communities. Mm-hmm. And the number of minority businesses in and around the Bridgeport area. And so, to your point, there is an opportunity for growth and development in that context. So
yes.
An event like this would, I think, foster the attention for the growth and potential in these areas.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much potential in this city. Mm-hmm. We just have to harness it to revitalize it and grow it. Just like a tree, you know, it needs water to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all we need, to put some water into Bridgeport for it to grow.
You are from Jamaica.
Yes, I am.
And so this event is not necessarily a Jamaican event.
No, it's an event for everyone, and I do lift up my people too as well.
All right. And the reason why I mention it is because in terms of the presentations, the different music presentations, a blend across the board in terms of music, right?
Yes.
That will be presented, I think you mentioned, including reggae, there's R&B and
another. Yeah, there's all different types of music. So the whole thing is the name of the event is Bridgeport Community Festival. Mm-hmm. So we are a community of people, of all groups of people that live here. So it's not just one group of persons that live here. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, should be reflective of that, especially in this event. So I wanted to make this event special to showcase that, all the different groups of people.
And what would you like to see in the future with this event? I mean, this is the 8th annual event. It obviously has grown over the years since your inception in 2012. What would you like to see going forward, you know, say another couple of years from now? Something that would be a little bit more challenging, but at the same time, something that would be would help to augment the growth and development of the community and its participants.
I would like to see more support and for the event and more support for the growth of our community as a whole, and more coming together of everyone and just being able to give back. This event is from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything that, you know, that is just coming up because of any you know, specific agenda. It's from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I want to grow, from the heart.
In organizing this event, though, you obviously have to work with the city, closely with the city, to make sure that certain amenities are in place in accordance with the different policies and so on, that and compliance actions that need to be taken into consideration. What kind of support did you get from the city in doing this? Can level with us and talk to us a little bit about that in terms of what that feels like for you, and some of the challenges, if there are any, how you'd like to see those remedies going forward.
Well, the city has always has thanked me for being able to do this event. We've had meetings where the city has, you know, really praised me for the event. The only challenge that we have is Like this year, I had less of a time to be able to put it all together. So some other events might have had a little bit more time. So that's the only challenge that I see. But overall, the city, you know, really has appreciated me for doing this. It's a positive thing for the community. So that's how they feel about it.
And I think the community is looking forward to it because after COVID for 2 years, you know, a lot of people might feel the need you know, to come to something that there's a wonderful gathering for. And so to facilitate it, I'm saying this to say that in consideration for the city, I suppose they may have been inundated with a number of requests.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
I definitely can understand that. They definitely, because, you know, people have been cooped up in the house and haven't had, you know, any fun, haven't had an semblance of just being normal of how we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now people, you know, so many people have had their events on hold.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting back to normal. And so now normal entails us to go forward, but also to go back from all the list of things that we had on the agenda. So that's how, you know, it comes. That's how it happened the way it did.
Right. And, so, you know, and to talk about another issue that people might be thinking of in the back of their minds has to do with security. And I suppose that you're also getting support from the city in that regard, as far as the officers, the police officers and so on, who may be on hand to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Oh, yes. Definitely. There's going to be people there, security there, and going to be officers, you know, checking everything. And the city usually always has that available. And also, we know since the mayor is going to be there, and the governor is going to be there. You know, that's additional Secret Service
right.
security.
Right. So, security for surety.
Yes, for sure. They'll be in the audience. You know, you probably won't be able to scope them out right away, but they'll be there. So we'll have extra eyes
on
the event.
I'm saying all of this to say that everybody can come out and have fun.
Yes,
and feel that everything has been prepared and taken care of, and all the necessary considerations are in place to make sure that it can be a fun-filled event for everyone, family and all. Especially with the theme of the family, and things for the kids and all that, I think it brings it home as far as that aspect of it is concerned.
Definitely. It is a great family event, fun-filled family event for everyone. Mm-hmm. So come on out to the event on the July 23rd at the McLeavy Green.
Ms. Bruce, before we go, any closing remarks, anything that you'd like to say before we close out for this afternoon?
I just wanted to say that, you know, we need to build each other. We need to unite and come together and as a people and come to the 8th Annual Bridgeport Community Festival, and you know, let's build together. Let's bring our unity together.
And contact information. Somebody might be thinking of reaching out to you to get some additional information. How do they reach you?
Yes, if you'd like to participate in the event in the future, if you'd like to be a vendor, if you'd like to be a sponsor of the event, please contact me, ML Brooks, at area code 475-449-0115. That's 475-449-0115.
Wonderful. Well, once again, our guest this afternoon in the Peace and Love Community Hour in this segment has been Ms. ML Brooks, and she comes to us from ML Brooks Productions along with We Care Community Center, Inc. And, of course, they are the producers of the 8th Annual Bridgeport Community Festival, which takes place on the 23rd of July from 12 until 8 p.m. at McLeavy Green, downtown Bridgeport. Have fun, one and all. Thank you once again, Ms. Brooks.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Peace and love. We'll come forward after these.